And we're going to hear now from Casey Mongold, who owns Casey's Tire and Auto. It sits right off Interstate 35 in Moore, Oklahoma, and it was badly damaged by the tornado. Mr. Mongold, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yes.
I gather you are at the store right now. It's badly damaged. What condition is it in?
No, my store's not badly
Your store's
damaged.
Not
the
damaged.
Store I own before around the corner is totally gone, which is a huge 7-Eleven.
A 7-Eleven that you own is totally gone.
Yeah, well, I used to own.
Used to own, I
Well,
see.
I didn't own the 7-Eleven. I owned the corner where it was at.
I see, and that's just gone.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone, I understand. If I'd have still been there 3 years, I'd be gone. Hold on a minute. Yeah! Somebody's coming in my back door. I don't know what.
Uh-huh. Mr. Mongold, can you describe what happened when the storm hit? Where were you, and what was your experience?
I was at the store here, and then I had to get out of Dodge and get to a storm cellar.
Oh, somebody's trying to use your bathroom.
Go ahead and use a fireman come in. You want to use a bathroom?
Sure, you bet.
That's fine. My other house is my boy's house is about a mile away, and we hurried over there in the hail and got in there, and we could hear the tornado coming and coming going around us. It went about a mile north of us, and the one in 2000, the other tornado on May 3rd went about a mile south of us. North of us. This one went a mile south of us.
You're talking about the May 3rd, 1999. We keep hearing about that devastating tornado back then.
Yeah, I think this is going to end up being a lot worse. There's not a person in Moore that doesn't have debris in their yards. There's not a person in Moore that doesn't have debris in their yards. Mm-hmm. Every car that you see drive by that was here, besides the looky-loos, their cars are peppered. I mean, it wasn't just a tornado. It was the wind.
Yeah.
I'm over here cleaning my place up because it got peppered pretty good, and it's a mess. It is a mess. I don't think I got any major damage, but...
Now, did you make it underground when the tornado came?
Yeah, my son's got a storm cellar, and we went over there and got underground.
Is this something you ever get used to, living where you do?
Well, we got a good weather forecast people here, and whenever they say, hey, things are getting ready to happen, we start taking precautions usually. But what happened on this one was we had it yesterday.
Tornado
went right over
system.
The top of us and went over to Shawnee and destroyed a bunch of stuff over there. And we've never had it 2 days or 3 days in a row like this. It's just crazy.
You know, you mentioned the 7-Eleven around the corner from where you are now, and I had seen some reports about some fatalities at a 7-Eleven. I don't know if you know anything about that.
No, I tried to get over there to see what was going on, and there's just no way. There's too many people on the street right now driving around. It is just a total war zone over here.
Can you tell anything about where people who have no home left, where they'll be able to go tonight?
I don't know. If them people were in those houses, I don't know if those people are still with us. Because I've never seen so much totally, totally flattened. And your reporter I was listening to a while ago was talking about how he had flashcards. I was two or three miles away from that school. When I come out of that cellar, I found a flashcard laying right there by my cellar door.
Mm.
And I knew that a school had gotten hit. And that Plaza Tires, there was a lady over here, an elderly lady, getting a battery about an hour before that. And before all this hit, and I put a battery in her car, and she lives right over there by Plaza Tires, and I'm kind of concerned about her, but I can't reach her on the phone. Mm-hmm. None of the phones seem to be working. I don't know how y'all got through to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we did. Mr. Mongold, thank you for talking to us, and take good care.
All right, thank you.
That's Casey Mongold, who owns Casey's Tire and Auto in Moore, Oklahoma.